Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the listener map there. Over 900 of our listeners so far have gone and added themselves to the map. And you can do it too. It's totally free. Just go to map.freetalklive.com. Again, map.freetalklive.com. All you have to do is punch in your location, your name, and then there's a couple options like a photo of yourself. You can add a phrase as well. And it's free. Simple. Map.freetalklive.com. It's fun because you can see who else is in your area that listens to Free Talk Live, or go halfway across the world and see who in China is listening to Free Talk Live at map.freetalklive.com. So, still to come tonight. Actually got some emails want to get to, but let's start things out with the Civil Liberties Panel. We talked about this briefly last hour. This from the L.A. Times. For Americans troubled by the prospect of federal agents eavesdropping on their phone conversations or combing through their internet records, there is good news. A little-known board exists in the White House whose purpose is to ensure that privacy and civil liberties are protected.
In the White House.
Well, their purpose is to ensure that privacy and civil liberties are being protected in the fight against terrorism. I mean, that's pretty important, right? I mean,
sure.
With this, with this government going crazy and doing all sorts of illegal things, it's important to have a board of some people overseeing their activities. Someday it might actually meet. Initially proposed by the bipartisan commission that investigated the September 11th attacks, the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board was created by the intelligence overhaul that President Bush signed into law in December 2004. More than a year later, it exists only on paper. On Thursday, after months of delays, the Senate Judiciary Committee took a first step towards setting up the fledgling watchdog, approving the two lawyers Bush nominated to lead the panel, but it may take months before the board is actually up and running. Now, how long would it take if, I don't know, Best Buy wanted to put together a board to oversee their television department sales?
I think that they would probably do it within an hour.
Yes.
Maybe two.
Yeah, they'd have to send out some emails and make a few phone calls.
Yeah. Well, Ian, you're in charge of setting up the board for television sales. I want you to get on that and have your team put together and report back to me in an hour.
Or else what?
Or else your butt is fired and out the door.
Right.
And you can look for a new junior executive slot. A little punk. As a matter of fact, I'm taking away your parking space for just talking to me like that.
Damn. Well, that's
tough.
That's the sort of thing that can happen in the marketplace. That's the sort of thing that can go on. You know, that's how fast changes can occur.
What, you think I'm tough now? Wait till we get to the locker room of the employee workout area.
Oh.
I'm going to really put it to him.
Well, In the government, you can't make any demands like that of people. You can say, okay, Manwich, I want you to put together a panel of blue ribbon experts to protect people's privacies, and I want it done 3 months from today.
3 months? Are you kidding? We'll never be able to find the right people in that amount of time.
No,
we need to have a committee to put together the committee to find these blue ribbon people so that we can have a committee together. I'm gonna need surveys and demographic information. I don't know how I'm gonna pull this off. And I can't do it within. You know, I need a 10-year plan.
Hey, you're not really exaggerating too much. I mean,
no.
That really is what it's like. And you can't be fired either for poor performance. I mean, even if you did say, "Oh yes, sir, we'll have that done in 3 months, no problem." Then if you came back after 3 months was over and said, "You know, we ran into some problems. The phones weren't working. I couldn't get in touch with Joey. Look, this is going to take another 10 months. I'm going to need another $100,000 to get this done." They would just say, okay, because it's not their money. They don't have to. They can just manufacture the money. It doesn't matter. And it's not like it's a business where there's some sort of overhead that needs to be covered or some sort of responsibility that's there. There's none of that. And so it just sits there. It's been sitting there for over a year now. Critics say the delay shows the administration's going through the motions when it comes to civil liberties. The administration counters that vetting and presenting the nominees takes time. We've got to check these people out. We've got to make sure they're actually really standing up for civil liberties. All the while, of course, they're destroying our civil liberties in the process. Not that you should really expect the government civil liberties approval board to actually do anything to protect you in the first place.
Everything looks good from where we're sitting.
According to a representative from New York, they, quote, they've stalled in giving the board adequate funding. They have stalled in making appointments. It is apparent they're not taking this seriously. The September 11th commissions also expressed reservations about the commitment to the Civil Liberties Panel. According to a Republican former governor of New Jersey who led the commission, we felt it was absolutely vital. We had certainly hoped it would have been up and running a long time ago. The delay is especially noteworthy in light of recent events, and of course, we're still waiting. And the article goes on and just talks about how there's delays after delays, and it's typical of government. This is what they do. Nothing. You ask government to do something, get ready to be disappointed. Because that's what they do. They disappoint, they fail, they screw up, and then after all is said and done, after all the screw-ups, they come back and they say, you know what, we just need a little bit more money. This'll work, we promise you, just a little, well, $5 million more, but just a little more.
You know, they act like they ask and they cajole, but once they manage to pass a little budget through, it's not like you get the choice. It's all the voters get to choose. Well, half of the vote, slightly over half of the voters get to choose whether or not we give them the money. And that's, and we only really usually get to choose whether or not we want to reelect the legislators who gave them the money. And I'm responsible for paying for this blue ribbon panel of buttheads.
Whoever they are. It's outrageous. How do you feel about this? 800-259-9231. First of all, do you feel like the government could protect your civil liberties? A White House panel is going to really be on the ball. Do you feel like that's even going to be the case? Do you feel like they'll ever get this panel together?
It's like hiring a jaguar to babysit.
Oh, my goodness. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Let's go to the email box, shall we? This is from Sean. Subject line, the problem with conspiracy theories. I've never sent an email or called into a radio show. Free Talk Live is, however, the best radio show that I've heard, and I've been listening only for a few weeks now, and your show's replaced any television that I may have watched after work.
Holy crap.
That's excellent,
that's
by
great.
The way. The conspiracy calls become tiresome. Here's what I think. By the way, I agree. That's why we try and blow them off as quick as possible. Here's what I think about the whole thing. Even if these theories were known to be true, they're so complicated and require an incredible amount of supposition. It's a distraction from the issue of importance, which is liberty.
Mm. Yeah, and the government's getting bigger and bigger. It doesn't really matter if the politicians are dancing around in grass skirts planning our imminent demise.
Or if there's six families of rich people that are behind the scenes plotting.
Yeah, you know, whatever the reason is and what it is that they might want seems to be up for grabs. But, you know, it's clear that the things that they complain about, which I agree with entirely, you know, the gold standard's been taken away, the IRS, the Federal Reserve is controlled by a quasi-government corporation.
Yeah.
So it's a private bank. I don't like any of that stuff. What the reasons are, I can't say, and I feel like it gets the whole issue muddled.
Absolutely. Sean continues, any rational human being with principles who chooses to read the news and find the facts can clearly see that government's not looking out for their best interests. Should be common sense. Whether or not members of our government and super rich are conspiring to enslave the population or kill off Christianity is irrelevant, if not silly. The fact of the matter is, most Americans enslave themselves. When a people do not know what it means to have rights, when a people do not understand the concept of self-ownership, when a people choose to subvert their own will to that of the state, they're already enslaved. At this point, we as a nation are no longer free. A look at the writings of our founding fathers should illustrate this. Any time spent talking of the Illuminati or the NWO or whatever is time wasted. Even if the populace can be convinced that these things are taking place, it would do no good. A people without the fundamental understanding and practice of liberty will surely be subjects. For a people who do not understand liberty, subjugation is not a matter of if, but when. I gotta say, I agree entirely. 800-259-9231, your thoughts on the issue of liberty. Is it liberty that we want to be out there promoting? Or conspiracy theories? However much evidence there might be for them. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts for you to surf around through. Over 80,000 of them, as a matter of fact. As well as about 1,200 people interacting. You got fun stuff. You got serious issues. They're all there. The bulletin board system, that's free, of course, at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org.
So, we're reading an email from, and you can, by the way, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com, from Sean. And Sean's pretty concerned. I'd say he's about as concerned with the conspiracy theory calls as I am. We take them. We'll take any call on this show, but it just seems to be a waste of time. You want to get on the air and you want to present all your evidence about how the NWO is in charge of everything and the Bilderbergers are behind the scenes making the decisions to enslave the world and it's population control and there's chemtrails and blah, 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 and on and on and on. And I think that conspiracy theorists have a conspiracy for everything. And some of it is interesting. Honest, I'll be honest with you. I've seen some of the videos. Okay, I've seen some of the evidence. It's pretty persuasive in some cases.
Some of the evidence has, not the evidence, but some of the stories that the conspiracy theorists, and it's not really a fair term to use.
No, it's
because
not.
There is, in fact, there was a conspiracy, everybody realizes. Either there's a conspiracy the government had to blow up the World Trade Center, or there's a conspiracy the Muslims had.
You're right.
Somebody had
fair.
A conspiracy. So, let's call them 9/11 truthers.
Okay.
Or whatever. whatever theory the 9/11 truthers are espousing, some of them have changed, and there's lots of different people that have different theories, and
that's correct.
You know, it's tough.
Well,
at best it's compelling. At worst it's asinine and a waste of time,
like weird. And you know,
it is hiddenness for sure.
The thing is you know, you may believe part of it and not the other part. At some point or another, it gets ludicrous though. Some people some people believe that aliens are visiting the planet and taking away, you know, farmers and sodomizing them and then dropping them back down.
Not only just plain old gray aliens, but I mean shape-shifting reptilians.
Yeah. Right, they believe that the shape-shifting reptilians are actually the politicians themselves.
I'm afraid so. And they have a taste for little boys.
Yep.
You know, all kinds of
as far as you want to go with these ideas.
Everywhere. And you know, at some point or another, everyone reaches their threshold and the rest of them are crackpots.
Right.
That's why I don't think, regardless of which ones I believe, that it's the best means to the end that I want. And the end that I want is a smaller government that is less likely to take over the world. The best means to that end is not telling people what it is that I may or may not believe as far as...
Killed Kennedy.
Yeah, who, you know, which aliens are in charge of what?
Right.
Whatever.
It doesn't
matter. The Templar
matter.
Knights...
It doesn't matter. And by the way, the worst part about some of these conspiracy theorists is how they've just sort of given up. I mean, they've so bought into the ideas that have been presented about how there's a cabal of people controlling everything that they don't believe that it's possible to get back to liberty. In which case, I wonder why it is they even bother spreading the word about their theories. Because if you don't believe that it's possible to win against these rich men, why don't you just stay home and just watch TV or something until you get enslaved. So I don't understand that. Anyway, Sean says, I'm convinced that the conspiracy theorists are right about one thing. Time is running short. We need to get the word out. We need to tell everyone that we know what it means to be everyone we know what it means to be free. What it means to live in a free country. To explain the fundamental concepts of self-ownership. To hand out copies of the Constitution, have meaningful discussions with your friends, join the Free State Project, and spread the word about great pro-liberty outlets like Free Talk Live. Thanks for the show. See you in the Free State from Sean. So thank you for the email, Sean. We certainly appreciate it. And I got to agree. You know, time is running out. I mean, there's no doubt. The facts are the government's getting bigger. It's getting more oppressive, more intrusive, and just more terrible than it ever has been in the past. And it needs to be fought against. It doesn't matter if it's Republicans or Democrats or the Bilderbergers or whoever that's behind the scenes doing things. I don't know if there is anybody, and it's a non-issue. The issue is liberty. The issue is getting people back to understanding what liberty is all about. Winning the hearts and minds of Americans back to liberty. Because right now, they don't even have any idea what it's all about. They're totally in the dark, and they're totally clueless. And I can't say... I had a friend of mine come and visit me from the West Coast. He used to be a roommate of mine. And he had a DVD with him that he wanted me to watch. And it was one of these, theory DVDs. And I got to say, I watched it with him because he's a friend of mine. And it was pretty good. The presentation was really good. But nonetheless, I still, you know, was asking myself, what would the average person think about this? You know, what would the average Joe who is just working day in, day out, what would they think if they were presented with this? He claimed up and down that he received both kinds of responses. That he received responses from people that you know, were kind of down with those ideas, mm-hmm. and people that totally thought he was a crackpot.
I think absolutely that's what you hear. But I don't think that it really motivates people to do much.
No, I don't even see how it can, because all these theorists are doing are saying, there's a whole bunch of crazy crap out there, but how is it going to be amended?
Right.
We're offering solutions. There is a means by which we can achieve liberty. I mean, these people are just, it almost seems as if they're just out there to scare everybody.
Well, and in some cases, I think that there really are people out there that just want to know a little more than you. Well, you know, the Bilderbergers and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. They own the central bank, and did you know the Federal Reserve is actually
showing off?
They are showing off, and they have no intention. As a matter of fact, if you start talking to them about smaller government, they like the idea of smaller government, but then they've got their own pet projects.
Right, like immigration control.
Right.
That's what a lot of these people
are talking
about.
I mean, immigration control could very easily lead to a police state. If you want to try to keep every single Mexican out of this country, can you imagine the size of the police force you're going
to
need?
You'd have to have random checkpoints everywhere.
You have to check people's cars. You have to be able to go into people's homes, look for Mexicans.
Yeah. So you're absolutely right about that, Manwich, and it's just disturbing. And in regards to the people that like to spread this information around, I think you're right. They don't take action. All they do is say, okay, copy this DVD and show it to your friends.
I'm not willing to say that they don't take action. Some of them do, some of them don't.
But that's not really doing anything.
No, how can they really take action? I mean, they're just telling other people about their whacked out theories.
There's plenty of libertarians. As a matter of fact, I know a libertarian here in Tampa who ran for office, and he's essentially believes that, you know, some of these crackpot theories.
Oh, does he?
So what? I mean, so what does he believes as long as...
Did he run for office with those theories?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
How did he do?
Very poorly.
Did he get any attention whatsoever?
His numbers were definitely single digits.
Wow.
I thought he was 1%, but I don't want to say for sure.
Okay. Well, but for the most part, the behavior of these individuals has been, okay, we got to spread the word. We got to spread the word about the truth, as though if everybody were to wake up tomorrow morning and know about all of these ideas and agree with them, which is, of course, impossible, if they were to just magically wake up and agree with all these wild ideas, that something would happen as a result of it? No! Republicans and Democrats would still be running for office, and people would still say, well, I gotta choose the lesser of two evils, and they'd vote for one of those two. I've never seen one of these conspiracy videos say, hey, vote libertarian at the end of them. They don't really have any concrete ideas as to what to do to change things. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website, and it's all for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photograph, not just any old photo, but one that's validated. And that means that in the picture, they're proving, beyond a shadow of doubt, that they listen to the show. And there's a few different ways that the ladies have thought of to actually prove that, and you can see for yourself, the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. It is not a beauty contest, girls. As long as you're a lady and you can validate, you can get added to the Shrine of Female Listeners. All right, so we're in the midst of this conspiracy topic, and John just emailed in at ftl@freetalklive.com. Hello, to tell people to poo-poo and ignore conspiracies no matter how much evidence there is to support them is to promote willful ignorance, which will always lead to slavery. You cannot effectively preserve your liberties until you know and understand the nature of the parties aligned to take your liberties away from you.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that. And I'm not trying to shoot down what you're saying, John. I understand. But I don't think... wouldn't you say that there are people in the liberty movement that are, you know, they believe every one of these conspiracy-type theories? Wouldn't
sure,
you say
probably.
That there are people that believe none of them?
Yeah.
The only thing that they believe. Now, these people are on the same path and they're trying for the same thing. How can that not be effective?
I can't answer. I can't answer.
Right. I mean, we've all, between the conspiracy theorists and folks like us, we both arrived at the same end. We're dealing with crooked bastards.
No doubt about it.
And there need to be serious changes. I mean, to just fill people's heads with this muckety mm-hmm. gunk is just ridiculous.
There is no, you can show beyond a shadow of a doubt that the government is crooked without having to resort to talking about stuff like...
We do it all the time. Right. We do it every night.
It's evidence in the laws they pass, the people they put in prison.
Mm-hmm.
So many things.
All of the government programs, you can look... It doesn't take much time to look into them to see how corrupt they are. You know, the war on drugs. I mean, education. You name the program, we can point out the failures. It's about government and how government doesn't work. That's how you can bring people to liberty. You don't have to show them that they're meeting in the jungle and they have a sacrificial ceremony that they do. I mean, that's just, it's nutty stuff. I mean, if that's what you want to spend your time doing, go ahead. We can't stop you. But it seems to me that if you've got some free time, it'd be better to spend it on maybe recruiting other people to liberty as opposed to, you know, doing more research and finding out about Moloch and all the evil spirits. And, you know, you can go as crazy as you want to, doing research on the, you know, the Masons and the Illuminati and, you know, expanding your knowledge base so you can tell the world what you know and call talk radio shows and really make a difference. No, I'm sorry. The conspiracy shows have been out there for, what? I mean, the guy on this network has been around for over a decade, 15 years maybe, on the air. Where's the big revolution? I mean, you would think if it was such a powerful message, right, that people would get out there and do something about it. But still, all they're doing is still telling their buddies, passing around DVDs, and calling radio shows.
I wish I had a stronger example, but I don't. But I, And I don't know specifically, you know, names or anything, because I don't listen to the conspiracy stuff too much.
Right.
You know, maybe it's because there's a big family out, you know, families out there that want to rule the world, and maybe it's just because government grows because governments govern, and legislators legislate.
Yeah.
You know, and judges judge, and those are the things that make governments grow. Maybe it's just that.
And without a group of populace, without citizens that are keeping an eye on government, it's guaranteed to grow.
But do you remember the Y2K bug?
Yeah.
The what?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, this was something that was touted to be such a big deal. And
right, it was going
to
end the world. The power was going to go out.
I challenge you to find anything that happened to it. You know, and there's every once in a while there's a virus scare. You know, some sort of and I think
SARS.
There was another computer virus scare. And then it drifts away. And there is a disease of the year. There is absolutely a
right?
disease
oh,
of the
yeah.
year. I remember when Ebola was going to kill us all, wasn't it?
Oh yeah.
Was this the flesh-eating one?
I don't remember.
Or there was another flesh-eating virus.
E. coli.
Yeah, there was a flesh-eating one, like an E. coli variant that was going to wipe out the world.
Nah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, and you know...
And you know the conspiracy theorists were all talking about how it was the six families that set this out there to just, you know...
AIDS was created, you know, against blacks in America, and whatever...
Remember the tsunami? When the conspiracy theorists said that there was a nuclear weapon that went off undersea, and that's what caused the tsunami? I mean, they have an alternative explanation for everything. And I'm not saying, wait a minute, I want to make it clear, we're not saying believe the official story. You should question everything that you hear. And that includes the conspiracy theories. Question the government stories, and question the stories that your neighbors and your friends are telling you. And question anything, question absolutely everything. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Eric in Illinois. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hi.
Hey, Eric, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just going to mention about 9/11.
Yes, sir.
I agree with you guys about the whole conspiracy thing.
Yes, sir.
But we need to talk about 9/11 and what really happened.
Why?
Well, I think that's the pivotal point between everything before and today.
What does it matter? What happened?
Why is
what happened in 9/11 matter more than who killed Kennedy?
Well, I think because everything they've been doing post 9/11 kind of hangs on the truth or, you know, the storyline.
What do you expect is going to happen if you get the word out about what you believe happened on 9/11? And I believe it was something different from the official story, no doubt.
And it does hinges on 9/11, that what they're able to do, you know, the Homeland Security and cracking down on our rights. But, you know, either one way or the other, it's still happening.
What's going to change about the government if you get the word out, Eric?
Well... my hope, at least, is that enough people would just get pissed off enough to, you know, start to do something. But
what?
I don't know.
Demand an investigation?
Yeah, that's not a question that I can answer.
Well, it should be a question you can answer. You're on the air advocating that people that spread this information. Are they going to demand an investigation by the government?
Well, they got an investigation.
That's
the
9/11 right.
Commission essentially, you know, I mean, it is said the government was implicit in this, in the fact that they knew it was going to happen. It was all over. It's not like the White House didn't know. It's not like the FBI didn't
and
know.
What's come of that?
You know, nothing. Nothing's happened. I mean,
right.
The 9/11 Commission said that they knew beforehand. Now, maybe they planned it, maybe they didn't, but they said they knew ahead of time.
How's it going to affect
you? If I knew ahead of time this kind of crime was going to happen, you can believe my butt would be in jail, but every one of these people still has their jobs.
That's right.
They're
Nothing's
still getting paychecks. They have been for the last 4 years.
Nothing's going to
change. I'd be rotting in a prison somewhere.
It wouldn't matter, Eric, if you could spread the word, if you could get on Good Morning America tomorrow and get on major television networks and have a news conference called and everybody was listening to you tell the truth, at least what you believe the truth is, about 9/11. It wouldn't matter. Because then the people would see that information and they'd say, you know, even if they all agreed with you and said, you know what, you're right about that. Okay, 2008 comes around, you got Hillary Clinton running for office, Condoleezza Rice running for office, and some libertarian candidate that's not going to get any press coverage. And what's going to happen? One of the Republicans and Democrats are going to get elected, right?
That's the problem, though.
I agree.
Either one you vote for...
Yeah, that is the problem. So, the point is... Don't waste your time spreading theories. Don't waste your time on theories. Get out there and talk to people about liberty and why it is that government doesn't work. That's the issue.
Well,
not
I agree.
The true story. Thanks for the call, Eric. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away all that junk you need to make go away from your garage, storage, attic, job site, old office, home, or apartment. That's 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Spring cleaning? Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away that unwanted stuff from your garage, storage shed, attic, job site, office, home, or apartment. Call today. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free. You can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got archives for you on our website for free. Those other talk shows, they want to charge you by the month for archives. We give them away right there on the front page. In fact, we don't just give you a few days worth of the show. We give you months worth of Free Talk Live. All of it free. Free Talk Live. .com. Let's go to the phones, guys. This is a show about your calls, so let's talk to John in Missouri, listening on KCXL. John, you take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live. Hello, sir.
Yeah, I've got just about three questions I want to ask kind of real quick in succession.
Okay.
The first is more or less rhetorical. It seems to me your attitude is kind of like, I'm going to New Hampshire, let the rest of America become a police state. So
Personally, all I care about is freeing one state. The rest of you guys, if you don't want to be free, that's not going to be my problem. I think that what I'd like to see happen, John, is I'd like to see New Hampshire be the beacon of liberty for the world, if not just the world, but the rest of the country as well, to where we are so free that everybody else says, wait, you know, this freedom thing works. Let's try it here in Missouri.
And
well, I hope that you succeed. I really do. But
Now, wait a second, John. I want to interject, too, and I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt your thought.
Okay.
But We have been trying since 1971. The Libertarian Party has been trying to bring freedom to the entire United States, and we have seen just a phenomenal growth in government.
About as long as the conspiracy theorists you've been trying, right?
What I'm sorry, what?
You've been trying about as long as the conspiracy theorists.
I suppose the conspiracy theorists would have popped up around the Kennedy time. I mean, that's the first conspiracy I really know of.
But my point is, what if the rest of America becomes a police state, what makes you think that they just won't invade New Hampshire?
I don't believe that they will. I think that that would be a really bad PR move. But at the same time, why would I just sit around and wait for the rest of America to become a police state? I mean, to sit there is the epitome of apathy. You know, you're just going to sit there, well, it's going to become a police state, so I'm going to sit there. No, I'm going to have done something about it. At the very least, I'm going to be, one of the patriots that died in the struggle. Thanks.
Yeah, there you go. I mean,
well, that's what I want to be, too. But my second point, do you think you'll have enough 20,000 free staters by the year 2008?
2008 isn't really the goal.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is 2008 is the year that it's already been legislated to have the national ID card.
That's true. And there's some problems with the national ID card.
Oh, there's plenty of problems, I'm sure. Yeah.
And it being implemented is what I'm saying.
And New Hampshire is actually looking at refusing the national ID card. And
I hope
it doesn't
they do.
Matter. And by the way, John, it doesn't matter if we have 20,000 by 2008, because what we're really looking at doing is promoting the first 1,000 pledge to get 1,000 people there by 2008.
Okay.
Which will boost the amount of pro-liberty stuff going on there in the state. And in regards to your last point about the invasion, the potential invasion, I mean, that really truly is the worst-case scenario, right? I mean, that the federal government invades and starts killing pro-freedom activists. Well, fine. You know, that's not that idea is not going to scare me away from standing up for liberty. I mean, I'm sure the revolutionaries were pretty scared of the redcoats back in the day, right?
Well, I hope you succeed. My last point was just to say this, that, you know, as of October, you will no longer be able to get a United States passport without an RFID chip in it. And I just wanted to put that out there.
I understand, but I have a passport currently.
Well, and that's
I don't really use it for much. I mean,
well, but if you need to get the hell out of Dodge quick, it could be a useful thing to have.
You're not
going to
get one soon. I mean, like, I realize in 2008 that's when they'll start putting them in there, but...
No, in October they're going to start putting them in there, October of this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any particular time, if you need to get out of Dodge quickly and you don't have a passport, it's going to take you weeks to get one.
Well, no, you can actually put a rush on it for like $100, and then they'll get it to you within a few days. But, John, anything else on your mind?
Not really. I guess there's really no other free place in the world to go anyway, but I just wanted to put that fact out there that if you want to get a passport without an RFID
chip. All right, well, we actually heard that earlier tonight. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
We appreciate
hearing
from you. 800-259-9231. He kind of took a shot, and it was a legitimate
one. He's supposed to take a shot.
Sure. No, he pointed out that the libertarians have been at it for about 30 years, and so have the conspiracy theorists, and neither
have been successful.
Has really been very successful. However, the conspiracy people have had national radio shows for the past 15 years. I mean, they've gotten their... There's no doubt that they've been pretty good about getting their message out there. There really hasn't been a pro-liberty radio show out there.
Not a national one.
Not
but,
on a national basis.
You know, at the same time, there have been, as a fair comparison, Free Talk Live is probably not listened to as much as national... one city libertarian shows. You know, there's libertarians out there that have been on in major markets. WBZ had a guy on for a while. Somebody could call Bortz, national, but you know. and there's been other guys that have been more principled than Bortz doing shows. So, I mean, some of the message has gotten out there. It's certainly not as it seems to be more saleable than the conspiracy theorist
thing. I think so, at least. At least from the people that I have talked to. But there is no doubt that the Libertarian Party has been, well, lackluster over the years. And one of the major reasons is because the Libertarian Party, up until the last 5-10 years, has been relying on book people. You know, if you were in the Libertarian Party movement 20 years ago, you didn't have a DVD that you could hand somebody with pro-liberty information on it. You didn't have there weren't very many radio shows out there. There weren't alternative media beyond books. So if you found somebody that was sort of interested in the ideas of liberty, they had to like to read in order to learn more about it. And like it or not, people don't like to read anymore. I think it's sad, it's a shame, but we have to market liberty through new media. We have to market liberty through through old media, through radio, through television, through the methods that people get their information. And that's what we're doing. And it's exciting because it's starting to work. This is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show. Moments remain. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll slip your call in if you make it now. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of stuff on our website. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, if you like the fact that we're spreading a message of liberty and freedom every single night of the week, six nights a week, as a matter of fact, then support our show via the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The $3 a month that we're asking for, and it's totally voluntary. If you can't afford it, don't worry. We still give you everything for free on our website. But if you can't afford it, then you're going to get a few perks. You get access to the amplifier-only call-in line. You get the classic archives as well. Plus, everybody's going to benefit from the AMP program long-term because when we reach our goal, we're going to cut back on commercial time by 25%. amp.freetalklive.com. So, you know, I think one of the key differences between Free Talk Live, between the pro-liberty movement and the 911 Truth or the conspiracy movement, I don't know a better name for it because they don't just talk about 9/11, man, which they talk about all kinds of crazy stuff. And some of it's not so crazy. Some of it's back to information.
Some do, some don't. Right. Some just want to talk about 9/11. Some want to talk about all kinds of things.
Let's call them the alternate theory movement. Okay. The difference between us and them is that we are focused on the future. We are focused on what we need to be doing to make life better, what we need to be doing to increase liberty in America and around the world. The people that are promoting these idea, these conspiratorial ideas are focused exclusively on the past. What really happened? Let's dig into it. Look at the facts. Do research. What? Remember how they were always so incensed by the fact that we didn't want to do the research. I don't have time for that. I work from 10 in the morning to 10 at night, and actually later than that, just cutting up the archives of the show. I work over 12 hours a day on Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
You think I got time to go and do research about who killed Kennedy or who was behind the 9/11 plot? I'm sorry, I don't. I'm busy being productive. I'm busy doing important things. Okay, I don't know about you guys. So, Free Talk Live, we focus on the future. The conspiracy type people focus on the past. It's a total... Yes, we all would like to see less government. I think we all sort of want to go in the same direction. But I think there's one way of doing things that's going to have an effect on the future, and another way of doing things that's not going to really do anything. And I think we're doing the right thing here on Free Talk Live.
Well, you know, obviously we think we're doing the right thing. That's why we're doing it.
Well, by the way,
and there's plenty of, you know, the fact is there's plenty of shows out there that if revealing the truth about 9/11 and all the other conspiracies out that are going on, there are plenty of shows out there that are doing it, and thank God for them. But you know, we'll just see what we'll see. It's an experiment. We'll see who's successful.
Indeed. And hey, by the way, here's a quick little update for you. I had no idea about this, but apparently, the Pentagon has changed the name of the war that we're involved in. I mean, we all know it's not really a war. They never really passed a declaration of war, but they called it the War on Terror. Well, now it's being called the Long War.
Hmm.
Does that even have the same ring to it? I think it's kind of a mistake on their part to change the name of this. It's War on Terror sounds scary. Sounds like something I should be afraid of. I should change my behavior for the Long War?
The Long War sounds like something that shouldn't be so long.
Yeah, it makes me think, gosh, I don't know if I want to be involved in a long war. I mean, I know they've been saying all along that the War on Terror is going to take generations, but when you actually come out and you throw it in people's faces like that, I think it's a PR mistake on the Pentagon's part, but that's what they're going to start calling this, the Long War.
Time will tell.
All right, we're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And we will see you tomorrow night, same time, same place. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to amp the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.